Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. It can be easy to focus on what we lack or what is going wrong in our lives and fail to see the abundance of blessings that surround us. But when we shift our perspective and focus on the good things we have, we will experience a profound sense of gratitude, and this can have a profound impact on our well-being and our faith. In today's message, we will explore the power of gratitude and how it can transform our lives. Through a true life story and biblical passages, we will learn how counting our blessings can shift our perspective and help us find strength and hope in difficult times. Join us today as we reflect on the goodness of God and the blessings in our lives. May you be blessed and discover a new sense of hope and gratitude as you listen. The topic is, Count Your Blessings, and our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 103 verse 2.
Psalm chapter 103 verse 2, Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Can you count your blessings today? Can you see what God has done in your life? No matter how worse your situation may be, there is something you can thank God for. The old hymn, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. Count Your Blessings, See What God Has Done, reminds us to take time to appreciate God's blessings in our lives, no matter how big or small. It's easy to get caught up in the struggles and challenges of life, but taking time to reflect on the good things God has done in our lives can bring a new perspective and a grateful heart. In the book of Psalms, King David often expressed his gratitude for God's blessings in his life. In Psalm chapter 103 verse 2, he wrote, Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. David recognized the importance of acknowledging God's goodness and blessing in his life, and we should do the same. As we go through our daily lives, it's important to pause and reflect on the blessings in our lives. In doing so, we can find new reasons to be grateful and inspired. The story of Elizabeth Thompson is a true story that depicts a life of gratitude. In 1985, Elizabeth Thompson was working as a flight attendant for Delta Airlines when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Over time, the disease began to take a toll on her body and eventually forced her into early retirement. Despite the challenges she faced, Elizabeth refused to give up. She decided to take up painting as a way to cope with the stress and pain of her illness. With the help of her husband, she began to create beautiful works of art, often depicting scenes from nature. In 2003, Elizabeth's husband was also diagnosed with cancer, and they were forced to sell their home to pay for his medical expenses. They moved into a small apartment, where Elizabeth continued to paint and find joy in the little things. One day, Elizabeth received a letter in the mail from a man she had never met. His name was Dan, and he had come across one of her paintings in a thrift store. He was so moved by the beauty of the painting that he decided to track down the artist and let her know how much it meant to him. Over the next few months, Dan and Elizabeth corresponded by letter, and he even purchased a few more of her paintings. Then one day, Dan surprised Elizabeth by showing up at her apartment with a check for $10,000. He explained that he had recently won the lottery and wanted to give back to someone who had brought so much beauty into the world. Elizabeth was overwhelmed with gratitude and joy. She knew that God had blessed her in ways she never could have imagined, and that through her art, she had touched the life of a stranger. Elizabeth continued her painting with a heart of gratitude, finding joy in the little things, and knowing that she was surrounded by God's love and provision. Lessons from Elizabeth's story. Elizabeth's story teaches us several important lessons about gratitude and counting our blessings. First, she refused to let her illness define her or steal her joy. Instead, she found a new passion in painting and used it as a way to cope with her struggles, thanking God even in her situation. In the same way, we can choose to focus on the good things in our lives and appreciate God for them. no matter what challenges we may be facing. Second, Elizabeth's story reminds us of the power of connection and community. Even though Dan was a stranger, he was moved by her art and felt compelled to reach out and support her. We never know who we might be able to bless or who might be a blessing to us, so it's important to stay open to new connections and relationships. Finally, Elizabeth's story shows us the importance of trusting in God's provision. When she and her husband were forced to sell their home, Elizabeth could have despaired and given up on her art. But instead, she continued to create and trust that God would provide for her needs. And he did, in the form of a generous stranger who wanted to support her art and give back to someone who had brought beauty into the world. Can you also appreciate God today for the things you call little, for the insufficient, for the opportunity to bless others, and more importantly, for the gift of life? In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This passage encourages us to bring our worries and fears to God in prayer, with thanksgiving. When we approach God with a grateful heart, we can experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. Gratitude is not just a nice sentiment. It is a powerful tool that can transform our lives. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude regularly experience numerous benefits, including better physical health, improved mental health, and stronger relationships. When we count our blessings, we begin to see the world in a different way. We become more aware of the goodness that surrounds us, and we become less focused on our problems. This shift in perspective can have a profound impact on our lives. We become more resilient, more optimistic, and more grateful. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16-18, Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This passage reminds us that giving thanks should be a regular part of our lives. It is not just something we do on Thanksgiving or when things are going well. We are called to give thanks in all circumstances, knowing that God is with us and that He is working all things together for our good. The psalmist writes in Psalm chapter 107 verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." As believers, we must not forget God's goodness and love, which are unchanging and always present in our lives. So how can we practice gratitude in our daily lives? One simple way is to start a gratitude journal. Each day, write down three things that you are thankful for. They can be big or small, significant or insignificant. The point is to focus on the good things in your life and to cultivate a sense of gratitude. Another way to practice gratitude is to take a few minutes each day to reflect on your blessings. You can do this in prayer, with songs of praise, or meditation, or simply by taking a walk and appreciating the beauty of nature around you. Whatever method you choose, make it a habit to count your blessings regularly. Finally, remember that gratitude is not just about what we receive and the thanks we give to God in return for His goodness. It is also about what we give to others and to God. When we give to others, whether it is our time, our resources, or our love, we are expressing gratitude for the blessings we have received. We are acknowledging that we have been blessed, and we are sharing those blessings with others. In conclusion, counting your blessings is a powerful tool for cultivating gratitude and finding strength and hope in difficult times. Elizabeth's story reminds us that even in the darkest moments of our lives, we have something to be thankful for. When we shift our focus from what we lack to what we have, we can experience a profound sense of gratitude and a deepening of our faith. As you go today, take a moment to count your blessings. Think about all the good things in your life, big and small, and give thanks to God for them. Remember that no matter what challenges you face, you are never alone. God is with you, and He has blessed you in more ways than you can count. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the message of counting our blessings. Please, we ask that you help us to cultivate a grateful heart and to focus on the good things in our lives, even in the midst of difficulties. Remind us that you are with us always, and that you are working all things together for our good. May we be filled with hope, joy, and peace as we give thanks to you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Today, bless us and give us more reasons to glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 25 and chapter 26. And for the evening, Luke chapter 16 verses 19-31. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.